Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Today, we honor, on Friday, we had Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month. Veterans Day, which is formally Armistice Day, is an annual United States holiday honoring military veterans. As I said, observed on the 11th of November. And it also marks the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended the Great War, World War I, where major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 with the German signing of the armistice. United States President Woodrow Wilson first proclaimed an armistice day on November 11th, 1919. In proclaiming the holiday, he said, "To us, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations." In 1953, a Kansas man named Alvin King, the owner of a shoe repair shop, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. King had been actively involved with the American War Dads during World War II, and he began a campaign to turn Armistice Day into All Veterans Day. U.S. Representative Ed Reese, also from Emporia, Kansas, supported a bill for the holiday, which was pushed through the Congress. President and General of the Armies, Dwight Eisenhower, signed it into law May 26, 1954. Congress amended this act on June 1st, 1954, replacing Armistice with Veterans, and then has been known as Veterans Day ever since. So today's program, ladies and gentlemen, is in honor of all of our veterans. And before I go into my family's veterans, which we'll do after the first song, I do want to thank veterans such as Mr. Michael Komachak, who is a World War II veteran and is also the host of the Ukrainian Radio Hour. I know he's still recovering, but Mr. Komachak, thank you for your service, and thank everyone for their service. There's a quote that I had seen online which says, "Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you. The first is Jesus Christ, and the second is the American soldier. One died for your soul, the other died for your freedom." So the first song we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen, is "When My Draft Card Arrived, Here's What I Did." And this is from Ruski Muzikanti a couple years ago. Enjoy. Thank you.
гітару ковати, став я музикантів шикувати. Гей, ви музиканте, заграйте мій чардаш, на свій витанцюю свій молодий час. Стали музиканте чардаш грати, стали сями очі слези ляти. Не заплачай за мов, ні отець, ні мати, лем за мов заплачуть три дівчата. Любив. Друга буде плакат, бо м'я мав жат, а третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене перстень носить. А третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене перстень носить. Hey, la, 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 la.
Today we honor all of the veterans who served our great United States. And I want to start with my family, both the Palooka and the Faka slash Papinchak side. I have my Uncle John Faka, who's a World War II veteran, United States Army. My Uncle Mike Faka, who's a Merchant Marine. Uncle Jay Dobransky, United States Army. Uncle Bill Faka, who's still living, United States Navy. And Uncle Pete Papinchak, United States Army. Also, my dad's brothers, my Uncle Bob Palooka, who was in United States Coast Guard, and my Uncle Chuck, who's a veteran of the United States Navy. And those of them who are listening now, First Sergeant Robert Bobby Palooka, 17 years service as a United States Army National Guard member. Deployed July 2002 to the Belgium Force Protection. March 2011 to present Homeland Security and 107th Field Artillery, 1994 to present. Captain Paddy Palooka Melendez, 15 years service. She is currently the commander of the 28th Infantry Division, Headquarters Support Company at Fort Indiantown Gap. Her husband, Master Sergeant Evan Melendez, 16 years, 28th Military Police Company, from 2001, Homeland Security at Fort Indiantown Gap, 2002 in Bosnia, 2004 Iraq, and is currently deployed right now, from 2011, currently in Afghanistan. And hopefully, I think I got to Patty, and hopefully she got to Evan, is listening on the internet. So that is it for the family members. I do have a lot of good friends who have served, and I'll start announcing them now, and we'll go through the next couple segments and announce them as we proceed. Specialist John Novotnak. John, good friend of mine, served in Iraq from March 2004 to March 2005 with the 1st Battalion, 201st Field Artillery, West Virginia Army National Guard. CRS member John Schweich was a member of the United States Army, I believe, and served in Vietnam, 1969 and 1970. Well, we're going to announce more in the upcoming minutes here, but I want to go to Stefan Vasilenko and Ladislav Jupin. This is There Will Be a War.
Bude vojna, bude vojna proklinana, ne pušću milo, idu na nju sama. Za koho divčatko, za koho bojuje, za svoho milo, boju se za njo. Za svoho milo, boju se za njo. Njađročki minulo, glopci z vojne idu, prajiročku vojne.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free. And we need to thank all of the members of our military, whether they served in the Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, or any of the conflicts, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. Iran, we didn't go to Iran yet. Oh boy, I'm not going there. I'll keep my political convictions to myself, but we still need to keep in mind all of the veterans who has served, is serving, and will serve, and treat them with the utmost respect for what they do. As I said before, only two people have remembered to die for you. One is Jesus. One is the American soldier, because without them, we would not be here. And as we announce other Carpathia Rus'n Society members who are, or who were, service members, I want to thank Tom Breznovich, Corporal Tom Breznovich, United States Marine Corps. He served from March 1961 to 1967. He was an aviation operations corporal. He served during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Gulf of Tonkin Incident, and the Dominican Republic Crisis of 1965. Good friend of mine, we grew up together. Mark Belo, Staff Sergeant Mark Belo, has been in the military for 17 years, 6 years active duty as a United States Marine, serving with the Presidential Squadron. You know, the guys who stand outside the presidential helicopter whenever they go in and out. That's what he did. 11 years with the Army National Guard at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and currently serving at Buckley Air Force Base in Colorado. Served with Operation Iraqi Freedom, August 2005 to November 2006, and is currently a staff sergeant and crew chief on the UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters. Good friend of mine, who I grew up with and also taught in the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, Staff Sergeant Brian Barko. 8 years, 6 months as a United States Army Reservist, serving in currently Fort Dix, New Jersey. Captain Michael Rapaski, who's currently deployed in Maiwan District in Afghanistan. He is part of the 3rd Squadron, 71st Cavalry Regiment, 3rd Brigade, 10th Mountain Division, which, if you know anything about the 10th Mountain Division, those are the guys you want on your side. And he also wanted me to say, hey, can you please mention that his wife, Mileva, good friend of ours, is due today with their daughter. So they're hoping that Katie arrives soon. I also want to thank Mr. Bob Horvath, who is a supporter of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. And we saw him last week at the University of Pittsburgh, the Slovak Festival as well. And also I want to thank Colonel, Full Bird Colonel Jim Basista, who served in the United States Army Reserve for 34 years. I know he's down in Alabama at his grandson's football games this week and next week. So for all of you, I do want to thank you. And next we have Mamko Moja Budo Husar Budu. So I'll say that again. Mamko Moja Husar Budu. I Am Going to Be a Soldier Mommy by Folklorni Subor Šariš. The Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society was planning on having a presentation next Sunday, the 20th of November, at the University of Pittsburgh, but we decided to postpone that until spring. We didn't have a lot of response back about who's going to show up, whatnot, so we're going to postpone that until spring. So if you were planning on coming to the presentation next week, well, we will reannounce where it's going in the spring. I know we're playing the Ballad of the Green Berets, and we're going to talk about a Marine, but still, we are honoring all of our veterans today, and I just thought this would be a good one to play. And we're going to talk about probably one of the most famous Carpatho-Russian soldiers, who was a Marine. He was born in Oryabinna Spish County, and his name is Michael Strank. Again, I know I'm playing the Green Berets, and he was a Marine, so don't call me and say I do know. So, Michael Strank was a sergeant in the United States Marine Corps during World War II. He was photographed raising the flag atop of Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima. The leader of the group he was in the famous picture when he got the order to climb Mount Suribachi to lay telephone wire. Well, he enlisted in the regular Marine Corps for 4 years in Pittsburgh on October 6, 1939, because you don't get drafted into the Marine Corps, you volunteer to become a Marine. In early 1942, he moved with the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, to San Diego, California, and shipped out on April 12th. On May 31st, the battalion landed on Uvea. In September, after a short time with the 22nd Marines, he transferred to the 3rd Marine Raider Battalion, also at Uvea. With the Raiders, he participated in the landing operations and occupation of Pavulu Island in the Russell Islands. By the end of March in 1942, Strank and his men were part of the amphibious landing on Iwo Jima, who was, on February 19th, 1945, fighting with the 5th Marine Division in the battle to take the island. He was instructed by an officer to hoist a larger flag on top of Mount Suribachi so it can be seen at a great distance. While doing this, he and the other 5 men were photographed in mid-action. This photo was later titled Raising the Flag on Iwo Jima, and since has become the most copied photograph in history. By the end of March, 3 of the 6 men in the photograph had been KIA, killed in action, including Michael Strank. In 2008, Gunnery Sergeant Matt Blias, who was a Marine security guard in the American Embassy in Slovakia, discovered that Strank was not a natural-born U.S. citizen. He had become a U.S. citizen after his father's naturalization in 1935, but never had received official documentation. Gunny then petitioned the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services on Strank's behalf on July 29th. And from there, posthumously, he became a United States naturalized citizen. Now enjoy, although be it, just 30 seconds left. Hey, soldier, soldier, you have a great horse.
Hey, mamočko, mamočko, da se toto znali, nožki bi mi znaljučka in šakovi vali. Nožki bi mi znaljučka in šakovi vali.
The Carpatho Rusyn Society has a wonderful gift shop which offers a huge variety of Rusyn items for sale. It is Christmas time coming up, so we have books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanki, wood carvings, and here's something you need to listen to, so listen up here. I ran into our good friend Randy Horball yesterday at the Heinz History Center's holiday gathering, and he said, "Hey Dean, you know, I have a lot of items there at the CRS Center that are the Pirohe items." So if you want your Pirohe bean bags, you want Pirohe keychains, Pirohe Christmas tree decorations, we got Pirohe towels, Pirohe do-rags. For those of you that don't know what a do-rag is, because go ahead, Mark. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea you could get all those things.
Yes, you can. Oh, you most certainly can.
I want the bean bag.
You want the bean bag? We'll get you a bean bag. I'll get you a do-rag, too.
Sweet.
You got to put that on there. You look like one of Hell's Angels. It's Pirohe wise.
Nice.
You don't have the do-rag as a regular person. You have a Pirohe do-rag, which, for those of you who don't know what a do-rag is, it's kind of like a, I don't know, skull cap.
Yeah.
Like a skull cap, but it has Pirohe all over
it. A scarf without much sticking off of it.
There you go. So if you're interested in this or any of the other CRS items we have for sale, please give us a call at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. So again, 412-507-3077. Ooh, I can't read. 412-567-3077. Now we have Regruti by Roland, which means recruit. We're going to play out the songs until 3 o'clock. Myself, I wish I could have been a service member. I tried to, but medically, unfortunately, I wasn't able to do so. But I do want to sincerely thank not only all of my family members, the Palokas, the Fakas, the Papinchaks, but I want to thank all of, not just the CRS veterans, but all veterans out there. Without your service to this country, we would not be here. Starting back in 1775 from the Revolutionary War up to 2011 and the war against terror in Afghanistan. Without you, without your service, we would not be here today. And I truly believe that 100%. So from the bottom of my heart, as well as the bottom of the hearts of the American people, I want to thank you, one and all, for your support to this country. We're just going to play out this song and the next song. We hope you come back next week and join us for another half an hour of the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and live, WPITAM.com. Thank you once again, all of the veterans. We'll see you next week.
На усніму, то знайшов я вишивану хустину. Ой, чи мила, чи не милаю шила, лемби она вишиваною била.
Ой, чи мила, чи не милаю шила,
ішов я із війська до цивілу, зустрінув я свою Ганусю милу. Вона мені праворучку подала, і на мене милость я засміяла.
Вона мені праворучку подала, і на мене
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бажаємо вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.3. godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.